Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to yet another season of Talking Moments. And of course, today I have with me, I don't even know what box to put her in because she absolutely cracks me up. You know, I think maybe the camera hides it sometimes, but guys, she's actually 6 feet. This girl is really tall. Kiki! Kiki! She's in the building. What's the real pronunciation?
Because
Kiki?
Of Kiki.
Kiki. Okay.
Because I think it was, it's Auntie Funke that said that Kiki in Jennifer's Diary. And a lot of people call me that Kiki. And every time mom is like, Kiki, Kiki. And my mom, you cannot correct millions of Nigerians. But I mean, it's Kiki.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are
Girl,
you?
Girl, your legs are long.
Legs for days. Legs for days. For days.
Was modeling ever a thing you ever considered in your life?
No, I didn't.
You know, let me be honest with you. If I saw you on the runway, I think you might crack up. Like, you might just start laughing in the middle of the runway. So maybe that's a good thing that you didn't probably, you know, do that. But you're built like a model.
Yes, I know. You know, long legs, long neck, and all of that stuff. I mean, it's a good thing because I might just be 40 and still look like this. I'm really hoping that I'm able to put that skinny thing. But I suffered it, though, when I was in high school and primary school.
Were you bigger than this?
No, I was maybe the size of this stand. You know, there was a day I went to pick up clothes off the line, and there was this very heavy wind, and the wind literally blew me, like lifted me off from the floor. And my mom was up there. She's like, "Oh my God, somebody grab her, gagas, gagas, lo mo moye." Many names: Tingo, Lepa, Bees. You know the way bees are easy, they easily fly around.
Yeah,
so that's where they believe that breeze can just easily blow me and all that. Yeah. So
you won't believe it. I used to be really tiny. I used to be really skinny. Actually, I was very small at some point. I was the smallest in my family. They used to call me Iggy Shano because I was tiny. And I think it traumatized me so much that I wanted to add weight so much.
Yeah.
I was really, really small.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the good thing about it is when we grow older, as you said.
I mean, what I have now is so beautiful. Because when I see people that, you know, my age mates and all of that stuff, everybody's had kids, they've had it this and that, but it's too hard, it didn't hard.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, life is not even that hard. So I bless God. Let me to remain like this, please. Thanks.
So we're definitely going to be cracking up today. So, you know, I was thinking about you the other day and it crossed my mind. I was like, you know what? You know, oftentimes being African and from where we are at, it's very, I mean, we talk about how tough it is being a woman versus that with, and then being a woman in business, and when I say in business, regardless of any kind of business, because it's not just people in the industry, bankers as well, people who go through it, it's tough.
Very.
But you make it look really easy. You know, every time I look at you, I'm like, do you have a bad day? I mean, you're not dancing. There's a skits. It's literally, I've never seen a down Kiki.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything like, you know, how do you deal with all the pressure?
So I think first off, one thing that I have going on for me that is amazing is family. My family is super amazing. My mom, my dad, my siblings, my husband, beautiful family I have. And because I'm also the last child in my family, so I am, my older brother is my small daddy, my older sister is my small mommy. So I will literally say I have two mommies and two dads. Mm. So even before I started making small sum money for myself, when I'm broke, there's somebody to easily, you know, manipulate and just say, please just give me something. So it's just a comfortable and a great space that I'm usually at. Mm. Then I think naturally, I'm just a very excited person.
Yeah.
And it has its own downsides, because my mom sometimes reminds me that this person has done something that is not nice to you. Be cautious around this person. Mm. And we forget.
Oof.
Yeah.
So like, I'm working on it though, bitch. I am. These days, I don't believe you forgive and forget these days. I forgive you.
Yeah, but I do not forget.
I remember.
So me, I'm just very highly free-spirited, actually. Yeah. And so I remember when I started dating my husband, and then when we started living together. And
you
wake
lived
up
together
in the morning.
Before you got married?
Yes, because my rent was already due. But my rent was due in I think September.
Okay.
And we're going to get married in January.
Okay. Yeah.
I can't rent new rents.
So he had proposed at that point.
Oh, right? Yes, I don't know how introduction.
Oh no, I wasn't judging, I was coming from the African point of view.
Oh yeah, of course, of course.
You lived with a man?
Oh yes.
That was not your husband.
Oh yes.
Did the church know about that?
I don't think so.
The church will find out from this.
Well, it's too late.
That's Sister Kiki.
It's too late. And I used to sing in church that time. Be thou exalted, Lord. Pa-pa-pa. But there's nothing they can do about this.
And then when you go home at night, you leave Okunrin Lolo.
I bed Okunrin Sef. But really, I'm not going to pay another rent. Only 4 months was left now. Yeah. We are done introduction in June.
Mm.
So please, I'm not about to go and pay another rent. I'm
do
a landlord.
Do you think that helped, like leaving, even if it was for a couple of months, do you think it helped? Because some people say that whole leaving, because listen, you hear how people are like, didn't you guys know each other? Didn't you guys leave to, like, you know, leaving with a partner before you guys eventually start doing life together help sometimes? I wouldn't know, because I've never lived with a man before. Okay, I was married.
What's our phone? It no, it's in a minute.
In a minute. Yeah. Paris, that, and after that.
You know, the thing is, me always say that, see, the prayer is that may we not meet someone that pretends. See, the way you are such a fantastic host is the way people that pretend are fantastic at it. So if you're with someone that is pretentious, you will not know until they are now ready to unveil themselves. And that's it. I mean, we lived together for about 4 months before we got married, but there was nothing to discover. Also because I was working at the time a lot. It was also working a lot. And at the time, it was traveling a lot, because that was when it was still selling a lot of deals. It was outside Nigeria for the longest time. So I probably get home like 11 p.m., 12 midnight-ish. Then before I even open my eyes, it's gone to the office. I wake up, leave the house, come back. And then also, that was the heat of the preparation for the wedding. So there was a lot of...
You guys were both busy. You had busy lives.
Yes, so I would not even really consider it a good time to find out or learn about him, if he was hiding something or whatnot. But fundamentally, I don't date someone that do pretend. Because talking about getting married, that was like one part that scared me the most. In fact, I prayed about it the most. That God, I've seen this man and I've desired this man. Don't let him to change. Should in case of is having any behavioral pattern that I'm not knowing of now, let it to lock away. Let
me
not to
see this it right
again.
Now.
No, don't even respect that, because we are very sure that she'll be at that time. So just help me to make sure he didn't come out of his body.
Damn, like imagine actually sharing a Shoebi an invitation card. Like people that it happens to, like we're not laughing at you guys, because I've heard stories. I swear I've heard.
What did you say?
Because I have to
I'm
say
laughing.
That. No, but in a very painful situation. So yeah. Like those kind of people that you hear that they called off the wedding, like I'm always like, hey, I think I might relocate.
Some people will have sold the cloth.
And then some friends are bad. They'll not be asking for please, do we get refund, please? Especially if they knew that the guy was even a bastard before you married the guy. None of them have said it behind your
back. Maybe they were advising you. They're saying no. You're advising someone that is in love. How dare you?
You put your mouth in something that does not concern you.
Oh my God.
You're literally spilling out your makeup. Kiki is a horrible person. She's laughing at those people.
Because I was picturing it.
How do you break the news anyway? How do you tell people that it's like the wedding you put up in?
just, I mean, just like the movie that I have on Netflix right now, he just put it there now. So we called up the wedding. Why? We found out that he has cancer. Everybody will understand. I say, oh, yeah, sorry. And I know if we go on, doctors say that he has just 4 months left, you know. So your friends, they will be to understand. Somebody will be to ask. Then after 4 months, if he didn't die, they will say, how come? What God cannot do does not exist.
But how come people are not together?
Yeah, because no, we have already broken the ties. The stress. So,
I actually know someone that it happened to on the day of the wedding. He literally woke up that morning and was like, he felt trapped.
But that's the best.
But though, she crossed the line. And I was trying to advise her at that point that, sweetie, getting a divorce in Nigeria is hard. Mm-hmm. It's a tough something. Mm-hmm. It will take you longer than the length of your marriage. It's better for you to work out right now. Forget the vendors. And but then, you know, the whole, how do I tell my parents? She literally begged this guy.
Wow.
So imagine showing up on your wedding day, walking down the aisle, and you just finished crying. Ooh. Imagine dancing into the reception and he just finished telling you, why are we living a lie when you know that you're forcing me to do this, right? Ooh. People don't chop. She said, I know if you laugh, when you they laugh. I just sit down and say, shoo. Father Lord, don't let the world happen to me. Please, magic.
Yeah, but you know, no matter how bad it is or it might be, it is always the best decision, actually.
I think so, too.
No matter how bad. Because, so I mean, I have someone very close to me that saw all the red flags, but Ashebi was out, invite is out, all has been paid for, vendors have been paid and all of that stuff. And he still went ahead with the marriage. And it didn't even last 2 years. And he crashed. And then, you now have to go back, plug, play, do it all over again. Now he's married again, has a kid, family's running. Why did you have to do that in the first place? So it's a tough place to be. It's a horrible decision that you have to make, but it is always better.
And I think that people oftentimes see these things. Like, I feel like before, you know how, before my divorce happened, you know, when you're in the pain of whatever is going on, it feels like, oh my God, yes, the worst thing has happened to you. Mm-hmm. But if you sit with yourself and ask yourself certain things, you must have seen some signs, because I always tell people it takes two for a marriage to break, regardless. Like, it, regardless of how you want to be, like, yeah, he did this. It took me going to therapy and sitting in my therapist's chair when she had me come for months of bashing. This is what you did to me. This is why I can never like any man. They are foolish. They are this. And one day, my therapist just asked me, so what did you do? And I realized I couldn't answer her because I was looking at her like, I am the wrong. How dare you ask me? Do you not know what I've been through? Haven't I told you months of? And then he made me look inwards and I realized that, okay, did I see certain signs? Was this situation supposed to happen like you said? Maybe not. Maybe I shouldn't have done it in the first place. Do you get? But sometimes you want to win. You've been on this journey for so long that you're like, after all these years, let me just, do you know what I mean? And it never really works.
My dad once said something to me that liberated me mentally. My dad would say, most times you're carried away with what will people say. But that person that you don't want to say XYZ thing about you is probably going through worse. So what do you care? Imagine me thinking out that, I don't want to get to know that I just had an abortion, but maybe she's coming from people she went to abortion. So just leave you, do you. Yeah. And that's it, period. Yeah. I have never seen anybody do them and the world did not get to adjust to them eventually.
I always used to say that. I'm like, do you? I think that's being like the foundation of my brand. I've been so tone deaf to the world, to society. I don't give a fuck. And I'm not just saying, I literally, genuinely don't. My parents know that what I want to do, I will do it. If I fail, I will fail knowing that I did it.
Right.
Do you understand?
Right.
If I win, I pat myself on the back.
Yes.
If it goes ape shit, I can deal with the consequences knowing, you know what, I've sorted this thing out, I fuck up. I tell myself the truth, you know.
Do you all the time. And sometimes I listen with, do you but do good, literally. Because I've come to realize that we also live in a world where people say they are doing them, but they are directly hurting other people. That's not right. I mean, do you and do good while at it. When I started creating content and I had a few Yorubas in it, and some people had sent messages, my God, I think you should not speak Yoruba because, you know, some people will not understand, and because of that, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. But then I continue to do me. And then brands started giving me gigs, and then I'll do the ads and send it back. And they say, no, because can you add one or two Yoruba lines in there? Then can you deliver the lines where you speak normally?
Yeah.
All of it that said that she knows speak Yoruba now. Where are you? Come outside. Come outside.
No, but then, you know, I like the fact that you delved into also talking about how wholesome your life is from family and also, you know, marriage. Because I find out that in this part of the world, I'm just going to say it. You know what I mean? Because this is my podcast and I can say anything I want. So I don't care what you guys feel. I feel like sometimes when you read the terms and conditions of marriage in this climate, in this part of the world, the men get the better end of marriage. I feel like women get the shorter end. Like, even if you look at our space, for instance, you know, you find a girl who, bright future. When I say bright future, top of her game, killing it. And then she marries and she almost fades.
Yeah.
And you start wondering, whatever happened to this designer or this makeup artist or this? There's so many of them in the creative industry that when you knew them, they were on there. Like, and the man, you saw this girl hardworking, living her life. Why did you go and bother the greatness? Do you know what I mean? And then they marry and it's like, you're wondering, is it that the person took away their star? You know, and then when you look at the guys, the flip side, the guys in the industry, the guys, you know, even in workspaces, it's like marriage opens doors for them in ways that I can't explain. Do you understand? You find guys that you knew normally, they were doing all right. But then they married, they had kids, and it's like the heavens just opened. You cannot even deny the growth. You look at them and you're just like, oh, he bought that house. Oh, you know, he sealed this contract. Oh, even brands began to pay him more.
Yeah.
It's like when they go and negotiate, they say, you know, he's doing don't born, he don't marry. But for the woman, even when you're trying to negotiate, get him paid more, they look at you and think, what do you need money for?
Yeah.
Need to marry someone that can take care of you. Like, I don't understand why it is like that.
See, let me bust your brain. I know someone who married someone in the entertainment space, and then she started doing less. So I just casually said, asked rather, why is she doing less? Blah, blah, blah. And then he goes, no. In Yoruba, I says, a minister only yahoo star. And in that moment, I'm like, what does that even mean? So the way I see it is like, men just wants to be on top. And that's okay because I want to be on top.
Yeah.
Where the problem is when you do not want somebody else to be on top. That's where the problem is.
True. That's a nice way to put it. We can both be on top.
Yeah.
Both,
I mean, the top is a flat surface, isn't it? That can take as many people as possible. Yeah. So you're comfortable to have another friend who is wealthy, but you're not comfortable to have your wife as wealthy.
Some men are secretly jealous of women.
Yeah.
I think they are.
So why?
I've had certain situations with people that I'm not even dating, like friends of I've stopped being friends with certain guys because of their mentality.
Yes,
ooh,
sure.
I was at dinner one time and we were talking about that Tyler Perry movie where, what's her name? The lady that looks like Funke Akindele. Taraji.
Taraji, okay.
I think they look alike, by the way.
Sure.
Taraji, the one where Taraji was married to this guy, he didn't have money, the guy had a dream.
Oh, then,
and Taraji was working 3, 4, 5 jobs or something. We went to dinner. This guy was asking me out and his friends came. So it was like a double date. I went with him. Two of his other friends came with their partners. And for some reason, one of the women there just talked about how the movie has been annoying. I said, are we in the same boat? When I watched that film for 3 months, I kid you not, I was looking at men, even my own father. I was looking at them as suspects. Do you understand? Because people can argue and say the man should have, you know, given Taraji the money or she should have married. But this is a girl that worked 3 jobs for the guy to focus on his dream.
And then you don't even call the boats. I think the name of, they call the boats her name or something like that.
He was supposed to call it her name. He now called it the name of the person that he married. Mm-hmm. Which shows that it was always the man's dream.
Yeah.
She just didn't fit into the dream.
Yes.
So we were at this dinner and then the lady said, oh, I don't know about you guys, but have you seen this? I can't remember the name of the film.
Yeah, sure, I can't remember.
After I watched it, I've been so angry. It's caused so many arguments. What do you guys think? I kid you not, I entered my car, blocked the toaster. Difference when I see me in public.
Oh my God.
I'm not lying. I take it personal because how you think, it comes out in the things you say.
Of course, certainly.
So when a man is saying that serves her right, at the end of the day, so what? So you think he suffered? Why did she kick him out of the house? He did this, he did that. Yes, it's good for her. She deserves everything. Why, if it's me, I'll never marry her. These are your friends. I want me to marry you.
I mean, the friends you keep, they say a lot. But for me, I just believe that, see, if you're not in the same headspace with me and I'm trying to be friends with you, I'm only stressing myself. So I just do not bother. And then you see, when it comes to marriage as well, I feel like a lot of people are not realistic. marriage is not what people think it is.
Mm. What is it? Please tell us. I know you. I know you're new in the institution.
Very new.
But
I'm just 3.5 years old. I never even went to primary one.
Wait. Listen, in this society today, 3.5 years is a long time. People are divorcing in 6 months, 8 months. No, why are you laughing as if it's not what I'm saying is not the truth?
Of course.
People don't make it past a year.
Mm.
3 years, you passed the 2 year each of hardness now.
See, fundamentally, I just feel like people need to understand that being married is like your sister or your brother. Look at it like that, first of all. Which means my brother is my brother, my sister is my sister. No matter what happens between us, even if we fight and don't talk, it is impossible that we un-brother or un-sister ourselves. So that's my own OT about marriage. And I'm so grateful that myself and Tunji, we share that same orientation.
Yeah.
Tunji will tell me that, I'm not saying that we should not fight. But whatever fight we want to fight, know that we'll finish it. So as you're fighting, be knowing that it has to finish. Then, you know, make some basic rules. So if you're invested in your partner as a friend or as a guy, there's a way I'll be fighting my friend that there'll be gist. You will have sent the gist. But remember that you're fighting. And that's because you're not letting that fight break the actual
bond
that you have. So marriage is not all about, oh my God, he bought me flowers. Oh my God, we're going on a date. We're going on holiday. No. Marriage is that gossiping. If you see the stupid dress that girl wore today, you guys will laugh. Marriage is not that deep. I feel like people put so much pressure on marriage that it breaks.
Do you think that, does he, I'm just going to ask you this, does your husband support, like, do you feel like he's your cheerleader? Is that important for you to marry someone who rides for what you do? Because I find that that might be one of the reasons why, in the case of women losing who they are when they get married, you know, it could be because also maybe who they are married to just feels like, why are you working?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, why are you doing this thing?
You know, I treaded this because that's how you say it. When you tweet something, you say I tweeted something.
So you threaded.
On thread. Maybe it's I threaded.
Threaded, yeah. Okay, I think, well, we stand to be corrected if it's not. And that's your business, by the way. We said it.
So I was like, what's the most expensive gift you've ever had to turn down? Mine was a car. And in the comments, there was another, oh my God, you turned down a car. There was this guy I was seeing, and I just randomly, it was Valentine's a couple of years ago, and he's like, oh, what would you like? I said, I want Range Rover Evoque. And like 3 or 4 days later, this guy brought the Range Rover Evoque to my shop. That time, I was still having shopping up, maybe in Ikeja. When I saw the car, it was 2 things.
Mm-hmm.
If I take that car, it means that I'm marrying that man because of the type of family that I'm from. Because my father will be wondering, the thing that made you to collect car from a man, you are marrying the man. Now, this is the same man that once said to me, what's my wife doing? If we are married, you cannot be here more than past 2 p.m. What are you doing? What are you sewing? How much is the clothes you're sewing? That's what he told me. So you're not thinking beyond what I am doing. As far as you're concerned, you just see me doing something that is taking my time.
Mm.
You are not seeing it that I am investing my time into that thing. So we are not in the same space. And for that reason, do you know, he thought it was a joke when he asked me that.
How are you going to turn down the car? Why didn't you just take it and break up with him after? What would I do?
What would I say, my daddy?
Well, I'll tell him I'm getting married to him, but a week before, I'm going to tell him what you just said. Daddy wants me to close my shop at 2 p.m. Oh, at that point, I've driven the evil for a minute. Oh, come and collect your car. You can go and sell it how you want.
My mother will tell you to go and return the car.
I'll return it to him at the point where I'm getting married. The moment you cruise. I just don't believe in being nice to these niggas, girl.
Like, I know.
And I'm sorry if you like, I'm not bitter or anything. Listen, I've been nice to you guys. And I realize that sometimes the nicest girl finishes last. You don't think so?
I don't believe so.
See, I'm telling you.
No, but you know,
sometimes
I
believe that the nicest girl, men don't like women that are nice.
No, let me rephrase that.
Shout out, Auntie. Watch Auntie Manso. I should be in a Yoruba movie. Try one burrito buruye. I want no more coffee. To buy lunch, nice. We'll swag, babe.
No, but see, this is what me I believe. May I believe that? See, I feel like when you know how to put a man to a nice use, then it's more functional. See, men like to they want to be reminded what to do.
I agree.
We have a child. The baby will go to crèche. My husband knows that the baby needs to go to crèche. Only he will forget and enter the car. And I say, excuse me, sir. No lie, it's going to go, multi baby. Now, that happened for like week 1, week 2, week 3 of me consistently saying, take her to school, take her to school, take her to school. And then that registered and became part of his routine.
Maybe because it's easy to talk to. You are lucky. But then some other women will tell you that they've done this thing you are saying.
And it didn't work.
The man will look at them and say, I bring this to the house, I did this to the house, so you want me to take out to school.
And that's why when you two are in a marriage, they cannot be bringing everything to you. Me, for one, I tell women this. How will you be living in the house and you're not paying rent? For me, it does not make sense. Mm. I'm living in this house. We are sharing the rent. On my birthday, fly me to Dubai. Fly me to Barcelona for my birthday. That's beautiful. Buy me a Fendi bag. Buy me a Christian thing, whatever. Beautiful. Mm. But that I'll be living in that house and not pay rent, it is not possible. So that when we want to fight, you carry chair, I'll carry television, you carry the roof, I'll carry the floor. When we'll see everything equal, equal. You can't tell me get out of my house. No, that's not how to be an adult. You can't tell me get out of my house. There's nothing like get out of my house. Mm. We are living together. Mm. And you know, so because living together is like cohabitating, isn't it?
It really is, you have
to be responsible. Imagine taking in a friend and then you have a chef, you have a cleaner, you have a dry cleaner, and then your friend is just waking up in the morning, you know, eating, throwing their plates and their clothes everywhere in the house, and you're cleaning after them. You're paying for everything. It's no matter how much you love your friend, a time will come.
Yeah.
It might not even be financial. You might be having a bad time at work. And then you get home and somebody's just lying down there and then the AC is on and then Netflix is on. And I'm like, she really lame. And then it just gets to that point. So in marriage, you cannot be... I told my... It can't happen that you'll be paying all the rents and I'll be living in this house. And in my house, somebody has a chef's bill, somebody has a nanny's bill, somebody has a cleaner's bill, somebody has a dry cleaner's bill. That's how it's
done. And sometimes if I default, he can help me, I can help him.
But you can decide to travel and come back and buy me a gift of $10,000. Beautiful. Mm. But that because you have the money, I will not allow you to take... Because see, there's respect in doing, you know. There's a lot of respect in it. And that's another challenge in my... A lot of girls, see, every single girl likes to be taken care of.
True.
The most hardest worker of them all, e.g. Tooks. Everybody likes to be taken care of. By the end of the day,
I admire just hearing you say that. I really admire you because I've learned something also from that. I'm not the kind of person that will share rent.
I can't. Too.
I'm being honest.
But yeah, I mean, that's beautiful.
But let me tell you what I am. I'm the kind of woman who a man would never have to worry about where his next meal is coming from.
Yeah.
I don't believe in collecting money for housekeeping. I don't believe in it. I don't. I've had friends who've looked me in the face and thought, that is a stupid way of thinking. I don't believe in we have a runje silly, we, you know, I'm not that kind of a person. Like, I do it for myself.
Right.
If I go to the supermarket and I stock the fridge, then how much more if I'm married? So I don't know about women who write food list. Like, and nobody's judging. I mean, what works in your home works in your home. True. If it works for you, great.
I mean, I'm not that person. You don't have genuinely.
Yeah, that's I'm not okay. That person who would be like, month end, baby, this is house upkeep. That's not me. Do you get? I would expect that some heavy lifting in the house. Like, I don't want to know what's going on with the generator. It's not my...
I should not lie. Where they used to do changeover in our house, I don't know.
Do you get? Things like that. I feel like literally, so what you can then do to reward the man, as you said, and I admire that. Maybe I should try that as well in terms of, you know what, rather than us saying, me, I'm just a different kind of weary. My only thought would be, Tobani King Koja de Ibo Munlo. If you go vex, I should pack. Where are they packing to?
To where?
I don't understand. How?
In my house.
Do you get?
Maybe because I have that thing traumatizing, like...
Oh, no.
Can you tell me, get out of my house?
Because we all know the things we've dealt with. I also, sometimes when people look at me and say, oh, you're excessive, you buy one thing in six colors, I've never admitted this, but I've admitted on my podcast, I've always had the fear of not having, because the only security I knew left when I was 8. Losing both parents on the same day does something to you mentally. So I have a hoarder's mentality. So I find myself sometimes buying more than I need, not necessarily because I want to splurge or it's me trying to show off. It's actually a trauma response. It's from, you know, I used to steal biros at some point. I used to just randomly steal biros. Because I just always had the trauma of being where I needed to feel something and I won't have a pen. So you open my bag and you see like 10 pens. Like, why do you have 10 pens? I just keep picking them up from the bank, from this, from that. I won't return people's biro to them. So it's a trauma response that can also come from you never wanting to depend on somebody. So you're like, you know what? I don't care how much money you have. I'm going to pay half that rent with you. So that, as you're saying, Tabanja, stay on this wing. Mm-hmm. Let me stay on this wing. So I miss it. If I want to cuss you out, I can cuss you out very well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I admire that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I look at you and at woman to woman, I really, really admire that. I think,
yeah.
I think it's solid. Do you know what
no,
I mean?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you also don't want to be in a place where you cannot be a good backup for your partner. You should be a good backup for your partner. A very good backup. And, you know, another challenge that people have in marriage is, you know, lack of transparency in financials. What are your expectations?
Mm.
Women just expect that.
You can let him know everything you earn. Do you guys show each other?
So we don't even have to do, we don't have to do that because it doesn't get to that.
Okay.
Because it's not as if I'm asking for something and you're telling me that I don't have. See, when we live together and we are open, we know what's up.
Yeah.
If I get a deal now and it's a big deal and I'm excited about it, babe, I just got this job and it's XYZ amount of money. It's a thing. Mm-hmm. Babe, we just got this thing to deal this money. So I know how much you have, but I don't know it in 1-3 figures.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm asking you, my God, guy, I think this is gonna come and buy it for me, I know you can afford it.
Yeah.
When it cannot, I know. I pipe low.
Mm. I pipe low.
You have to.
Such a Nigerian woman.
Don't look where the man is broke. I think the game is life. I think the game is dead. We'll be watching Super Sports. Don't know. Since I was. The way I play Chelsea now lose. Now it's a 300 that Papa, excuse me. He said tomorrow. I've told you, I don't know where the. Is it called Chelsea? He said, please, 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 please. Please.
I've never actually been married to you. I swear I would laugh all the time. I imagine how your husband.
Hey, let me tell you what Tunji did one day. During lockdown, in my house, we have television. Mm. And all of us, we have phone. We have internet. There's PS5. There's everything in the house. And Tunji said to me, I now off the television, now called me. Say, I'm just bored. It's all of us are bored. Gosh, you're bored. Say, do something funny for me now.
But don't you get paid to do? Will you?
Look, but what? But if you don't want that television now.
Be funny.
Uh-huh.
So why can't you be funny for
you? Is that part of the engagement envelope that they gave my parents? So funny one, but I'm always kids.
We have to update it because I'm going to pay by the way. This is how much for funny. So when you need me to be funny, I'm sure that's how you got Nola now. That's where you now do all those your funny.
Wow. I got Nola when I was not even expecting Nola. That one. I went to hospital for another checkup. They were singing congratulations. Stupid me. I even joined them.
And it was you.
I was helping them. I think that maybe they will pass my phone. As I see that the entourage of nurse will come to my presence. I say, oh my Bobby. They say, oh, congratulations, my partner. I say, how? The doctor say, are you not expecting? Hey, I'm expecting, but not expectant. You know, there's two differences. From the hospital to the house. God. Now, some of you did like this for inside car. You know when Tom and Jerry are chasing the same.
Mm.
This is how we're looking. We got to the house. We enter the sitting room. We still sad and we're still looking. So she now say, is it true? I said, well, you know, didn't you hear when they gave us letter? But congratulations to us. I think it was 10 months, I mean, 10 weeks or so. I say, wow, just like that. And that was our no lacking.
No, but I remember speaking to you when you were pregnant. Mm-hmm. This is why one of the reasons why I always say, you know, we'll talk via DM and I always like let you know how proud I am of you at every point is you just find a way of even the things you're not expecting, you make it work. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Because a lot of people at that point might have been afraid that my career is literally at the point where, you know, the emergence of Kiki is everywhere.
Mm.
Going on a 9-month sabbatical might not be like a great idea. Mm-hmm. How did you get rid of the fear of, you know what, fuck that. This is what I'm doing right now and I'm going to just do it.
So one of the things that I live by is that I don't bother over things that I can't change.
Okay.
And it's so beautiful. Sometimes people that work with me, there was a day my driver was asking me that, hey, Joma, I'm very big question. Because she ain't going to worry me. See, the way I rely on Christ is funny, but it works.
Really?
All the time. My favorite hymn is What a Friend We Have in Jesus, verse 3. It says, oh, what needless pain we bear because we fail to carry to God in prayer. What has happened. The only person that can turn it around is Jesus. If you don't allow him, it will not turn. If you allow him, it will turn. Now, whether you allow him or you do not allow him, you cannot turn it yourself. So why stress? That is how I live my life. Sometimes I find that mindset easy to live by. Sometimes I find it difficult to live by. But that was something that my parents also gave to me. No matter the sad news you want to tell my dad in this life, that you want to give him bad news, beam. And then you set him to say, what, or panic? Pops will just tell you, let the will of the Lord be done. And I say, or we call him Mosoi. And then I'm telling you, the angel of my vehicle, he knock. Pops say, the will of God. Mr. Williams, and then I'm telling you that, things are. My dad is not. So when I meet myself in places that I do not like or I least expect, do you know what I started doing the day I found out that I was pregnant? The next day was when I wrote my first sitcom, Taylor on Sitcom. And that Taylor on Sitcom, FIRS,
when I came on your show, were you pregnant?
Yes, no. That is slapping that I hit my head on the table.
You were pregnant.
I think I was like 4 months pregnant. Have you watched Jazz Kids? I went to measure her. That's how she gave me slap.
We actually slapped her real
360.
Time.
360. Like, I just knocked my head.
I didn't know it was going to be that hard because I'm a met. Like, when I like to, the thing with acting for me is, you know how this work is. Like, mm-hmm. I don't, you know, I got into character and I forgot that it was kids. Very and next thing, my head actually did boom on set. And I was so afraid. You were pregnant.
Yeah, I was about 4 months at the time. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was. He slapped a pregnant woman.
That's so bad.
Yo, but then again, you know, I started writing skits and then I shot about, that sitcom was 6 episodes. Mm. And then I shot other skits, about 10 of them. And then luckily at that time was when One Expert renewed my contract and I did not tell them that I'm pregnant because it's sweet money. So I shot 6.
Yeah, but why do we always have to do that in this industry? Don't you find that frustrating how, as men, I just said it to you now, a man would marry next thing. His wife gave birth. You almost even find the brands almost celebrating when he tells you, pay me this amount of money. Mm-hmm. You find people on that team, negotiation team, saying, you know, he just married, he just bought a house, he needs the money. Mm-hmm. When it comes to women, why do we have to hide? Because it's not musicians who hide. Mm-hmm. Everybody, because they feel like their phones stop ringing the moment people know that they're pregnant.
I don't know. I honestly do not know. I do not know. But you know, the beautiful thing with me also is God gave me a lot of strength. Oh, I had a lot of strength. I had that morning sickness month. In fact, I started falling ill from the next morning. That is mental. Nobody can tell me shit. I was fine and good and great. I got the result today. And by the next morning, I started vomiting. The very next morning, I started salivating. I was even struggling with it and forming big game. My mom was teasing me that, you still carry can. This is vomiting. This is salivating that you're salivating. If someone should tell me that I'll be going around with can, I'll say it's a lie.
I remember when you told me about peeing itself, because we used to talk then and you'd be like,
At least I'd not pee in a day. At least I'll pee like 30 times. You know, you'll pee so much that you don't even wear pants for what? To do what? Because of, and then you know the way the pee used to come. You do not, you know, if you want to pee, you get like a 1 minute, 2 minute heads up. This one is like 5 seconds heads up. If you don't get it on time.
Do you remember when you were looking for your phone one time and you found this in the fridge? Do you remember you told me in the DM? Or when one night we were talking and you had found a comfortable spot finally.
Yes.
And then you now
then
had
to, the urine would
you
just
said
come.
That you might pee on the bed.
No, let us lie. Pregnant woman, we know sometimes we used to wear pad because before you make it to the toilet, the urine will come. You know, you will sneeze and you will pee. Pregnancy is not your me too. Pregnancy is not anybody's myth in this
Why
life.
Why didn't you look good till the end? I didn't really see any pictures of you pregnant.
I think I took that after my mom. Because my mom said to me that she was like that. So, my nose is pretty small. Mm-hmm. So, when the nose started getting bigger, it was not showing. So, it didn't let for put on. Then I didn't get darker. I didn't really have the nose. Because right now, I weigh 62. Mm. I didn't really have weight. Mm. But my baby was so big. But she really stretched my heart strike marks on my sides. And that was about it.
Just like my younger sister, she was just all belly. Mm. No, just all belly. Her arms were skinny. Everything was like...
When I went for my checkup, scared. My doctor was teasing me that, so not even 2 kg. Not even 3 kg. 3 kg. Every dance that you just born.
So you didn't add any weight?
I didn't add any nonsense. But before I had no lie, I was 64. Now I'm 62. I don't even know what's going on. Because at my age now, and with my career, am I supposed to be weighing below 65? It's not
no,
good.
But also you're very active. So that might be, because you're always doing stuff. Like, yes. You can't sit down. You're always, either you're dancing, mm-hmm. or, you know, you're creating content, shooting movies. Mm-hmm. You know, coming, you are always on the move.
Yeah.
And a healthy lifestyle like that, obviously, you know, do you go to the gym, work out?
No, I have a treadmill in my house. I try to get on it about 45 minutes an hour every day. So I do like 4 days a week or so. Then sometimes Sunji will now remind me that I made him ship it from America to Nigeria, that she go and climb it, then I'll not go and climb it. But him that is reminding me, didn't climb it too.
Such is life. I absolutely love how you compartmentalize. And I think it's important too for a lot of young people out there who look at you and, you know, again, are stuck in between. I want to pursue my career. Mm. Because I've been one of those, I can tell you that I could have easily remarried. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been, 9 years since my divorce. But I put my career first because I was, and I am still scared. Mm. Just having you make it seem so simple. Oh. I swear, it sounds exciting. Really? I am terrified. You know when you've made one mistake?
Mm-hmm.
You are more like, oh no, like, I don't want to make mm-hmm. a mistake again. And I honestly understand, like, I go to MFM. And Pastor Olukoya always says this. I didn't get it till I went through a divorce. He always used to say, singles, who you marry can make or marry you.
Of course.
I didn't understand it till I started looking around. Do you know what I mean? Like, you find some certain women, they get married and it's like the person sucked out the eternal life, mm-hmm. a light mm-hmm. and bright future that they ever had. And I never want to be those people. Mm. I never want to be stuck with someone because I don't want to have another divorce. Not because I am ashamed of, it's hard. You want to talk about how difficult going through a divorce is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have to do that. And in my case, thank God there was no children. Imagine if I had to share a kid this person for the rest of my life.
That's the craziest part because there's really an actual divorce would not happen. You would just have the documental divorce, but the actual one would still be in place because you have to talk, you have to see, you have to communicate, you have to spend time together because you have to spend time together with your kids. So
how do you get it right? Like, man, like if someone's watching, get it right.
No, I'm still learning.
I know, but then it seems like you married the right person because your career did not change when you got married. It even got better.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't really happen that much with women.
Yeah.
You find that, I told you, I know someone, top of her game, when she married, this nigga, she would get home at 11:30, 12 because of work. And this guy would tell her he doesn't eat food that has been one day late.
Wonderful.
Meaning that she has to enter the kitchen.
Wonderful.
I'm not kidding. And even his mom would back him up and say things like, this moi-moi you cooked is not really good. I'll teach you how to do moi-moi.
Wonderful.
And she had to worry about client's deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't leave the house before he left the house because he was very into, I don't want strangers in our home. So she was the cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
She was the chef. She was the wife. She was the caterer. She was the best friend. She was the accountant. All of that. And still wearing the cap of her own business.
Wonderful.
So, I mean, tell me how that person's business would not crash. It's not possible.
When she herself, she's already crashing with doing all of that. She's already, well, you know, so for me, I also believe that because I have female friends and I see some kind of patterns and I'm telling them, listen, all these things that you are doing, there are things that are not realistic in marriage. Don't let this guy feel like you can do it. Before I got married, I never washed my husband's clothes. I never washed plates in his house.
Mm.
I never sweep the ground. I'm not a domestic person.
Do you cook?
I know how to cook, but last time I cooked, from the day I'm sitting on this green couch now, maybe like 6 or 7 months, since I had no love, not cooked, and she's already 8 months, and I traveled about 3 months before I born out. This thing we are talking about, going to 1 year now, I've not cooked.
Mm.
The Bible has said it, that man shall not live by bread alone. So you cannot marry me and think that by cooking is how the marriage will excel. No, that's not it. I will fast for you.
She said fast.
Yes, we pray fast for
together.
You.
How about that?
No,
I mean, if not your cook partner, or you cannot order for food, I'm a fast.
No, what I mean is that I can't cook for you, but in other aspects,
okay,
I'm there for you. Spiritually, I am there for you.
Mm.
I will fast for you. I will pray for you.
Mm.
When it comes to business, you know that when there are opportunities, I'll support you physically, mentally, spiritually, financially. I will support you. Okay, I know I supported her financially before. She had to be more like, now moving on. Morgan like to wear a lot of native. All my own clothes are like handkerchief. They are very light. Mm-hmm. And I still don't use my hand to wash it. There's a washing machine. So when you are dating a guy, you are courting a guy, only he's going there to be cooking. Not because you enjoy cooking, no.
Mm.
If you enjoy cooking, beautiful. Mm. I have a friend who is very famous and she's in a relationship and she cooks a lot. Because if she has 2, 3, or 4 days that she's not working, she's spending that time cooking. Even before she started dating this guy, we used to call, have you done new or father sauce? Have you made new vegetables? Let us come to your house and eat. So now that she's dating, this guy is
normal. Yeah.
So if that's who you are, it's beautiful. But you see, women do all these things in relationship. The guy will now marry you, finish with certain expectation. We're telling somebody that, babe, I had to tell the client to go because I have to come and cook for my baby. It's still romantic now because they are dating. When that now becomes a demand, then it becomes a problem.
Yeah, but isn't it, let's also be fair. I hear you on that women and certain expectations. I also feel like a lot of women don't mean to do those things, just as you said now. Mm-hmm. Like now, if I feel like, oh, I want to do something nice, some men also interpret that to expectations as well. You know what I mean? So, and as much as we're like, yeah, start how you want to finish, as always doing my own thing. But, you know, it's not bad for you to say, okay, my clients, I'm coming to cook for you. But there's some certain men who also make it mandatory. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Who now start to say things like, ah, my wife, you know, my ex, like now, this is one of the red flags I tell people about. The way a nigga talks about his ex when he's trying to talk to me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know how your ex used to make you food. I don't want to know how your ex used to cut your nails. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know how your ex used to lay your bed.
Oh, that thing. That, oh,
then
my
you should
ex,
have been with her. No, you know what I mean? Like, then date her. Like,
yeah, be there.
Me, I'll ask the guy, do you want me to call her to lay the bed? Because all this one you're saying, I don't understand. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So I feel like sometimes, in as much as we want to tell women, you know, start how you want to finish and the expectations, which I agree with you 100%. This thing called marriage, my sister, let's be honest, Shilo, you know,
there's no one way to it, actually.
People are very pressured into thinking, ah, if I do this, if I do that, just maybe it would work out. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they get it wrong. Do you know what I mean? But true. I also feel like fundamentally, you know, there's some men who are very, very,
you know,
very
this whole thing too is like, is two ways. It's the same way because this guy is coming to you every other day. He's coming, you guys have a date, he's showing up with a flower or with a gift. You think that every day when he's coming home from work or every time he travels, he's going to come with something special for you. So, you know, people are delusional when it comes to relationship, and sometimes expectations are just out of the box. There's no one way to marry. The fundamentals of my marriage is different from that of my parents, and theirs is working as well. And there are some things that my mother will do and my father will do that I know that if I do it in my own system, things will be castigated. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's just about knowing the person that you are with and having that person's best interest at heart.
What about your in-laws? Are they worried? Do they worry that you're too out there? Because what I'm asking as a Nigerian right now.
Yeah, my in-law. My mother-in-law, she used to tell people in her church, monkey, oh, she skits, but jacking feel. Oh, funny by Jay. She had to follow her. Oh, while her Instagram. Anywhere my mommy-in-law is, she's telling everybody, ah, Kiki, ah, you have a mommy name. If, oh, she, I won't say, and go on, but see, or, my mother-in-law, ah. If mom, since mommy is coming like this, and you see me, my baby, ah. You know, sometimes I'm like, okay, mommy, wait for me a little. When she lost her mom, and they went to Jebu for the funeral. That's how we get it. That's how one woman said that she come and pack Amala. That's how she looked at me like this. She just gave me that eye. The man now left. Just held my hand. Went to sit in the car. Now told me that if anybody should come and tell me to do any rubbish, I should not answer them. That they think that they went to pick me from the side of the road. I should come and be packing Amala for what?
I love
and
that.
She was so angry on that day. That woman now came. I said, Motin Walati, Blatte, come. I feel like Bunje. She said, tell your mama the Walati lay. I said, if you go to family, I'm Jacob Wolio.
But that's good. I like that.
There's another time that I was in a store in Ibadan, and then this woman was coming. She just said, Kiki, woman to boy, woman rujogon. So we're still gisting, and I was packing my stuffs. So by the time the woman came in, I was already in the car, but we're still in the compound. And then the woman was like, ah, she was only on North America, like, one travel. Oh, yeah, drive out.
I absolutely love that. I've always wondered about, you know, that sort of dynamic. And it's nice.
My husband's parents, his siblings, fantastic. And so that's why I say that the way he's working for me is beautiful. And that's another God factor.
Yeah.
A very major God factor.
Yeah.
Because before I got married, it was something that I dedicated days to. I dedicated like a certain amount of days to say, I am going to pray about this. And I told God, I'm not a pastor, I'm not a prophet. Give me a sign that I will understand. Don't do like this with me. And you know, I was still telling someone yesterday that God is so beautiful that you can't even pray about your nails. It is us that we think that some things are big, some things are small.
Yeah, you know, so God, I used to praise God sometime when I'm growing up that this, I want to, it's so wrong. I can't even say it. You know when you're going out with your girls and you're like, Lord, as we're going out, only ballers. We don't want. And you used to answer. Because we both realized that we didn't pay no bills. Like, I think it's like, shout out to Biola. We legit used to say those prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is my cousin Biola. I've never seen anybody like her. Just when you're talking, you remind me of Biola. Biola is the kind of person that talks to God about the most randomest.
Yeah.
Her relationship with God actually fascinates me.
Mm-hmm.
Biola would write prayer points to Mountain of Fire, like Power Must Change Hands that we do every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
In the prayer points, she would talk about how she wants to go to this particular restaurant, how she wants to go to a private club in London, how she wants to meet somebody that... And it used to work out. Like, she'd be like, ah, you don't know I prayed. I just want to... I prayed. I'm like, you prayed to God about Shanti.
About what again?
Are you serious? And she's like, if you like, don't pray about me, I pray about my own. So just hearing you say that, I guess I need to... And God have been...
You know, God, yeah, no matter how old you are, you're like, sometimes I see me like my baby and God like my parents.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how silly it is, oh, Nola wants milk, oh, she wants water, oh, she wants to change her outfit, she doesn't like the headband. It's like that. It's, you know, there's actually nothing you can pray about and God would actually listen to you. It's just, you know, I know that's like another, well, this is not a Christian program. But
no, it's fine. Like, I feel like it's a lot of people in this industry, I'm happy with what God is doing in this generation and the awareness of, you know, because people have other things they bow down to. So if you know how to do jazz, do it well. If you know how to worship the devil, worship him well. And if God is all you have, you better worship the Lord well, because, you know, you can't just be lukewarm. As
I know, you can't be. Do you understand? You can't afford to be.
If you, you know, if you want to do this, do it well. If you want to bebo very well, if not, you know, then if you know it's not your power, who get on your knees and pray now? Do you understand? So that God will finally hear you. So it's not about it not being a Christian program. It's literally the things that have kept you as who you are.
Yeah, because, and I mean, at the end of the day, it's just a thing of saying, I want this, and this is what I want. Even when I was going to have my child, I literally wrote it down. I don't want her to have my tits. I want her to have hair. I want her brows to be fine. I want her to have her daddy's, because my husband has Jerry Curls. I want her to have I want her to be chubby, but not too fat. I want her to take my skin, but not have skin tags like her daddy. Like, literally, like, point, tiny, tiny. So my mom said, so I was reading it one day. My mom said, ah, I want to draw. I said, no, these are prayer points for Nola, things I want for her. And she looked at me like this.
and he literally came through for you.
And when I born my child, oh, have you seen Nola recent? She's like gelato. Gelato. She's so pretty. So, in fact, I'm waiting for her to club at 13. I want to go and chop most beautiful gay Nigeria for her. Oh, that's and so she's amazing. So tall. Like, she's going to be a superstar. She'll be doing an interview on Red Carpet, GQ, then the L. She'll be saying, oh, my role model is Kendall Jenner. Ah, don't understand.
That. I love it. And yes. You start them young. I love the way you're saying it already. So when it happens,
yeah, so,
we'll say we said it.
Although she says she doesn't want to do model.
She might change her mind. Who knows? Or maybe acting. Maybe what she wants
anything
to
she wants to do. But she, above all, out of all the things that she wants to do, she should not do Ami. Please, I don't do Ami. Don't tell anyone, baby. Don't do army, please.
I don't know how people do it when their kids want to join the army. It's like, I don't know how mothers do it. Anyway, but this has been such an... I mean, I knew this was what it was going to be like chatting with you. And I'm so happy we got this done. Never change, Kiki, because I'm sure there are loads of people out there who are probably inspired by just seeing how you compartmentalize. And it's beautiful to watch the support system that you have, as you said. Shout out to... Tunji.
Shout out to mommy, shout out to daddy too.
And you, well, and the husband, because clearly he'd be doing what he's supposed to do, because this girl is glowing. She happy. And you know what they say, a happy wife is a happy life. So
it's a happy homo.
You can tell. Join us on the next episode of Talking Moments, guys. Until then, peace out.
Peace out.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.